Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you here on 720 WGN. So Chicago's own Pat McGann is one of the sharpest stand-ups in the comedy world. Pat began stand-up at the age of 31 and hustled his way to become the house MC at Zany's Chicago. He's a husband and father of three young kids. Pat's appeal stems from his quick wit and relatable take on family life and marriage. He also has a pop-up comedy event this Saturday at 9 Central supporting the Danny Did Foundation, protecting kids with epilepsy. He joins us tonight. Pat, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you?
I am surviving. Let's first profess our love for WGN morning news guy Jeff Hoover.
Oh, how about it? Jeff is fantastic. He has so much to do with the success of that show. And I know he's on camera a lot, but he does a lot, you know, off camera, too.
He does, yeah.
He's a funny. So you kind of met all those people through Mike Toomey.
Yeah,
who hosts the 9 o'clock hour?
Yeah,
when I started stand up, Mike really was like a mentor to me, and introduced me to all those people at WGN and man, the morning news crew, all of them, they're awesome.
That's cool. That's cool to hear. Yeah, and he's just such a good guy. He's doing some Facebook stuff too. He's doing a happy hour, so I'm thinking about this time of night.
Oh yeah,
he's three drinks in at least, maybe four.
Yeah, I'm right behind him.
Exactly. So you've got three little ones at home. How are you holding up, man?
Oh, I mean, it's all of a sudden I have to be a parent.
Right.
I didn't realize how much I was skating in that prior life.
Yeah, right.
Just pawning them off. I mean, we were farming everything out.
Right.
No, I was traveling so much. So I really, truly, that's been the silver lining in all this, this time at home. I know a lot of people are still out working and God bless those people that are doing that. My thing has really come to a grinding halt. So
yeah,
I am home and I am teaching and cooking and, you know, everything has changed and it changed so quickly. But yeah, it's there are days when you want to, you know, pull your hair out, but there are days when you're like, this is something we got to make the most of.
That's right. You know, and you know, you've done that and you're still making people laugh on Facebook. And I know I'm starting to see these pop-up events happening on Zoom and on Facebook. So this might be just a new way to still, you know, connect to your audience a little bit and to your fans and have them an opportunity to, and also maybe raise some money. Cause I know you're doing some charity things that we'll talk about, but it's a great way to still stay connected. Cause we're all in the same boat.
Right. Yeah, and that's the thing that I kind of had to figure out quickly is I did want to stay connected. And in the past, I haven't been like the strongest at the social media game, but had been starting to embrace that more the last few years. And that's really the only way now to connect with people. So I started doing those pop-up shows in front of my kids and my wife, just kind of they were held hostage. And
I know, they're great.
It just seemed like something I could refill, you know, just kind of do that over and over. And at first, it was kind of keeping me sane, and now it's like, this is...
It's a mission.
...going on. Now it's like, oh my gosh, I got to come up with another one, and they hate me for doing them, and it's just like... So I've kind of pumped the brakes a little bit.
You know...
I'm doing them here and there.
Your daughter responds pretty quickly, though. I mean, she's got a quick wit. I mean, she's right behind you on whatever you're saying.
Yeah, she does. She is... she's pretty funny, my daughter. Yeah, she gets... definitely gets the humor, and she's... You know, my sons are not even really listening to me, I think, when I'm doing the, you know, I only do like a minute.
Right.
They're really, you know, ticked off and screaming to turn the TV back on or trying to find the remote. And,
yeah.
No, she is listening and trying to zing me. So.
Oh, she is. Oh, she's doing a great job.
Yeah. I've shared with her some of the comments because people have noticed. It's funny that you bring that up. People have noticed that she, you know, will come back and, now I think that she's like ready to go, you know?
Yeah. Nah, she's going to have to take a cut of this at some point. There was one thing that you were talking about, because you and I both have young kids that were supposed to having first Holy Communion, right? And all that's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's terrible, right? I mean, I love giving just kind of, that was like a thing that I was trying to spin just to have some fun with it, because I know she's going to make the communion eventually.
Yeah, my son too. Yeah,
I don't know what that's going to be like. It's going to be like BYO. You know, you're going to have to bring in your own vanilla wafer or Tostito.
Ritz cracker.
Ritz. Just hold it up. Whatever they come up with, I'm taking off right after. That's all I know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I was saying that they're going to, we already have the dress, so she's wearing it no matter what it is. I don't care if it doesn't fit. Her and all our classmates would be in, like, mini skirts and tight suits. They're all going to look like Ari from Entourage, all the boys.
What you said was, it's been canceled. That really sucks because we really needed the money.
Oh, yeah.
That's what put me on the floor. I actually had to rewind. I actually had to go back and listen to it again. Like, did he really say that? That was awesome.
Yeah, we did. I wish it was a joke.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
We're living off of baptisms right now. These kids are too young.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't have a lot of sacraments under the belt.
That's right. That's right. What are the kids up to like every day? Like, I'm only getting a minute of chaos, and you know, I'm living it too. I got three, but I got two teenagers and a 7-year-old, so I'm kind of the opposite direction of this. But what are they up to besides tearing up the place?
Well, they're asking for snacks, wanting a screen. But we are able to do the e-learning. You know, we don't really have expectations of them being in a classroom setting for 6 hours.
Right.
But, you know, we try and get the school stuff done in the morning. If it's a nice day, we'll capitalize on that and try and get outside a little bit.
Have you seen some of the kids on the Zoom? Have you, like, seen some of these kids? Like, you know, I kind of peek over his shoulder a little bit to see what they're up to.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I love hearing them talk. My son is in, he's 5. He's in preschool. So the preschool Zoom, they've only done one. That was outstanding. They're all just yelling hi at each other, and the teacher had to mute everyone just to
and they should know they're on video by the way too.
They definitely should know, and they got to get, you know, my daughter looks like she's like the first Zoom call, we weren't really prepared. It looked like she had been like abducted, and it was like one of those ransom calls being held against her will. It's like, you better, we're going to get you a
shower,
brush your hair before this other one.
Exactly.
It's funny when my wife comes downstairs and she'll be like all done up. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's like we're going out for the night. Like, what are you, you know, what's going on? And then it's like the light goes off. Like, oh, you got a Zoom call. She's getting ready for like the work Zoom call. That's when she's, all dialed
at her best. Yeah, you know, it's a good habit to get into, though. I can't be in my pajamas all day, man. I gotta keep working. And
gotta flip the switch. And
I bet you being on the road in a crappy hotel looks pretty damn good right now.
Oh my gosh, I can't. I'm longing for traffic at O'Hare.
Yeah,
I'm longing for being delayed at Midway. And no, I think that I'll appreciate so much, and I already am. Like, looking back, like, I don't know if you realize, I've been touring a lot with Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah.
His opener.
Yeah.
And his tour, I knew that it was incredible what we were doing. But now looking back, even more so, like, he was selling out arenas. We were doing, like, the most beautiful theaters all over the country, up into Canada. And, I know that we'll get back to that. But you miss it and you realize how cool that was.
You're the master of timing, man. I just love watching you. You do such a great job.
Oh, thank you so much, Dave. Appreciate it.
And you got this pop-up event, so you're doing something Saturday night. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm doing a show for the Danny Did Foundation. They do great things for epilepsy, especially younger people, children that suffer from epilepsy. And I've had this relationship with them for years now. It's Danny Stanton is a nephew of a good friend of mine who I kind of grew up with. And then I went to University of Dayton with his Danny's uncle and, you know, developed a friendship with him. So I kind of knew both sides, both families, the Stantons and the Murtaughs. And they invited me to do this. And I kind of was kind of putting off doing the Zoom calls. I don't know if it was like denial or I just wasn't that excited about doing stand-up in front of my computer.
I get it.
But this one made sense. It's a great cause and they're good friends. And it's time for me to try this because as it looks right now, I don't see the venues opening up for the next at least month, maybe more, probably more.
Yeah.
So.
Well, good. Yeah, got to have someplace to go. And, you know, again, if you want to see Pat McGann, go to his Facebook page for this pop-up event, or you can visit Danny Did. That's DannyDid.org to get these tickets for this event on Saturday. And you know what? That should be an event. You talked about your wife getting dressed. Get dressed up, grab a couple cocktails, and sit in front of your computer and laugh your ass off for a little bit, right?
Yeah, we're going to make the most of it. We're going to have a good time, and we're going to raise some money for a great cause. And it'll feel good to be, you know, I've done a couple of Zoom calls since then just to, we had like a tech warm up, and just that alone, just, you know, connecting with people. It's good for the soul, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Stay sane, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Dave. You too, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care. All right. Harvey's own Tommy Dreesen coming up next on 720 WGN.